Ruth chapter 3, part 2, grace to be more than a servant. Through the eyes of the law, with Boaz being a near kinsman, Naomi could see the potential of Ruth being much more than a worker in Boaz's field, extending his grace much greater than she was already experiencing. She began to see the possibility of Boaz falling in love with Ruth and fully redeeming and honoring her as his wife. Naomi again gives Ruth instruction on what to do next, and she follows faithfully. Naomi told Ruth that Boaz winnoweth barley that night in the threshing floor and explained how she should present herself to him. Ruth 3, verse 3. Wash thyself, therefore, and anoint thee, and put thy raiment upon thee, and get thee down in the floor, but make not thyself known unto the man until he shall have done eating and drinking. The threshing floor was the place they separated the grain from the chaff. The grain was spread over the floor. Cattle and oxen were led to trample on it to crush it with their hooves. This broke the sheaves apart so they could separate the grain from the chaff or the husks. It was tossed into the air, allowing the wind to blow the chaff away. The good edible grain, being heavier, would not blow away but would just fall to the ground. This was called winnowing. The threshing floor in the Bible has always been referred to as the separation of good and evil. Matthew 3, 12, whose fan is in his hand, and he will thoroughly purge his floor and gather his wheat into the garner, but he will burn up the chaff with unquenchable fire. We must all, at some point, come to the threshing floor to be accepted or rejected by the Lord Jesus, the Lord of the harvest. And it is interesting that all that came to Jesus were not accepted as worthy to follow him. Some came because of the signs and wonders, not because of who he is. Jesus asked Peter, "Who do you say that I am?" What others say is not the issue. It is what has been revealed to you that makes all the difference. In Matthew 16, verses 13 through 19, we read, "When Jesus came into the coast of Caesarea Philippi, he asked the disciples, saying, Who do men say that I, the Son of Man, am? And they said, Some say that thou art John the Baptist, some Elias, and others Jeremias, or one of the prophets. He saith unto them, But whom say ye that I am? And Simon Peter answered and said, Thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God. And Jesus answered and said unto him, Blessed art thou, Simon Barjona, for flesh and blood hath not revealed it unto thee, but my Father which is in heaven. And I say unto thee, that thou art Peter, and upon this rock I will build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it, and I will give unto thee the keys of the kingdom of heaven. It was upon this rock of revelation of whom Jesus is that the floodgates of heaven were opened to Peter. It had little to do with the great supernatural exploits going on in their midst. The threshing floor experience in our lives is a time of testing and purifying. Anytime we step out in faith, you can be assured we will be tested and tried. However, it is through this testing that we learn, as Ruth did, the joy and the peace of resting in him. The provision for Ruth now will exceed any previous demonstration of grace, and so will ours as we venture deeper into our relationship by faith. Ruth was given instruction on how to prepare for this incredible event. First, she was instructed to wash herself. Washing simply means cleansing and grooming, to make oneself more attractive and presentable. This is referring to the natural man. The New Testament spiritual fulfillment of this instruction comes in Ephesians 5, verse 26. This refers to the washing of the inner man, which refines the character, making us more presentable from the inside. Ephesians 5, 26, that he might sanctify and cleanse it with the washing of water by the word. The Word allows us to look inside like a mirror to see how our reflection compares to the Lord Jesus' life. We can then adjust our motives and attitudes accordingly. Washing by the water of the Word grounds us in supernatural strength and determination to stand firm in the heat of our trials. He is the Word, living out his strength in us. The psalmist tells us the Word is a light unto our pathway. Psalms 119, 105. Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. Her second instruction was to anoint herself by applying oils and perfumes. A person becomes pleasing to the near. The anointing is done after washing. In the New Testament, spiritual application to anoint was always to seek God for his wisdom through the empowering of the Holy Spirit, not our own strength or understanding. This comes only by a total commitment and complete separation from the world. It is very essential for God to take over in times of testing. It is during times of weakness when Satan's spirit rises up to take you out of God's control. Ephesians 5, 17 and 18 tells us, "Wherefore be ye not unwise, but understanding what the will of the Lord is, and be not drunk with wine wherein is excess, but be filled with the Spirit." The Spirit is him dwelling in us and anointing us with what to say and how to say it. He governs our motives and actions in every situation, even establishing our thoughts. Proverbs 16:3 tells us to commit thy works unto the Lord, and thy thoughts shall be established. The third thing the Old Testament church, Naomi, instructed the New Testament Gentile church, Ruth, to do was to put thy raiment upon thee. This simply meant for Ruth to dress properly as a respectable, virtuous woman preparing for this important evening. Dressing this way spiritually speaks of a righteous life in both testaments. The book of Revelation tells his bride to clothe herself in fine linen. Revelation 19, verse 7 and 8. For the marriage of the Lamb is come, and his wife hath made herself ready. And to her was granted that she should be arrayed in fine linen, clean and white, for the fine linen is the righteousness of saints. Putting on this raiment is the direct result of fulfilling the first and second instructions, washing by the water of the Word and the anointing of the Holy Spirit. The very next scripture confirms that after these three qualifications are met, the bride is now ready for the marriage supper of the Lamb. Revelation 19:9, And he saith unto me, Write, Blessed are they which are called unto the marriage supper of the Lamb.